I'm the first Chinese who wrote in the Financial Times. I said directly, don't use nuclear weapons, Mr. President. When I wrote that, I don't know how my government actually would think of my opinion, because I didn't consult them. Because I believe this question is black and white. No use of nuclear weapons is for humanity. Yeah, and China's policy, since it's detonated the first nuclear device in 1962, is no first use of nuclear weapon. At least I know what China's policy is. So I wrote that, and it turned out that in a week's time, when Olaf Scholz, German Chancellor, visited China, President Xi Jinping told him, no use of nuclear weapons. And Olaf Scholz was so encouraged, he went back and said, even for this consensus, my visit to China was worthwhile, because he was criticized for making a trip to China. And then, in another week's time, when my president met President Biden in Bali at G20, he reiterated China's position of no use of nuclear weapons. So far, this is the most clear-cut Chinese policy on this war. I think it is in everybody's interest. And what is most interesting is, during President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow in March, China and Russia actually reiterated what was said by the five nuclear powers before the war. That is, no nuclear weapons, no nuclear war should be fought, because a nuclear war cannot be won. This is interesting. Why? Because President Putin actually reiterated that during the war, and in spite of his many seeming world threats. So sometimes I think about my piece, a very short piece. Yeah, if it has a, I don't know, I would never know whether it has played a role, yeah, in discouraging Russians. But I'm sure Russians have read it, because it was published in Financial Times. But if I have contributed a little bit in, you know, lowering down the determination of President Putin in using nuclear weapon, then my whole life is worthwhile, even for this short piece.